Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr., we're getting started here with the Money and Business Hour, where we always teach about money and how to make it and hold on to it. That is the key. You know, when I start thinking about, you know, my life and, you know, some of the things that I did, I always worked on myself. I always tried to raise my income. And so if you're out there right now, I was talking to someone today and just saying, you know, if you have any kind of money issues, and a lot of times we say we have money problems. Well, we really don't have money problems. What we have is situations. You know, problems are things that you can't solve with money. And so we have some situations. We have money situations that lead to what we believe are problems. And generally speaking, it's always one of two reasons. One is you're just not making enough of it. And if you're not making enough money in this world, it's because you're not bringing to the table enough value, or you're selling yourself short. And so you might need to change jobs or start a business. And, you know, that business that you're managing right now, you could probably start your own business and make five times what you're making. Or maybe you just need to change jobs because, you know, it's been proven that if you stay with the same company forever, you end up making less money than if you change jobs about every 5 years and start moving up, because a lot of times people don't appreciate you, companies don't appreciate you and stuff like that. And so second part of it is that we have to work on a plan to spend less than we make, create a gap, and then we have that gap that we can save and invest. And then one day we wake up and we're like, wow, we're starting to accumulate money, we're on a good system. We have our goals in place, our financial independence number, which is the amount of money that we need to have to one day quit. And then once that happens, we know we're set for life, and then we start enjoying money rather than worrying about money, and we get confident and stuff like that. And so if you've been tuning in, I think this will be show number 81, and you can go to the Roy Matlock Jr. website, and you can get start on a number one, and it's all educational. And that's what I believe, is that educating people is the best way for anyone to move forward, is to always get more education. Then you make good decisions. You don't get sucked into things that you probably wouldn't do and if you were educated. So we're going to continue down the educational part. And today's show is going to be talking about asset allocation. We're going to talk about the different places that you can put your money in order to get returns on your money, not only returns on your money, but return of your money, which is most important. And we're going to start doing some understanding of things like that. And so to begin with, when you're most people that are out there, they go down the path of they have a job, and if you have a job, have a 401k, something like that, or if you have a, if you're a teacher, you might have a 403b, or if you work for a hospital, something like that. But the long and short of it is you got that. You might have an IRA, that's a retirement account. You can do Roth IRAs, which grow tax free, and you can do traditional IRAs, which you get to deduct and defer the taxes, but you get a tax deduction. But at the end of the day, we always end up doing something like that. And then we have to choose where we're going to put the money. And in most cases, we're going to put that money into some type of account. A mutual fund is usually what it is. But what we do is we turn our money over to a professional money manager. And those professional money managers then will put it across different types of asset classes. And they have different styles in which they go about doing things. And so first thing that we understand is, you say, well, what is, you know, a professional money manager? The best way to explain it is very simple. They're a big company usually, and they charge a fee to take that money of yours along with many others. Unless you're a billionaire, you get your own money manager. But the reality is most people don't have that kind of money. And so for the small investor, if you've got $100 a month or you've got $100,000, whatever it is, you can go to one of these professional money managers. And they call them mutual funds, or they may be just a managed portfolio. At the end of the day, they're going to charge a fee, generally around 1%, maybe a little more than that, a little less than that, but about like that. And then they put it out into the market. And what is the market? Well, we got a stock market, And we have a bond market. Those are two places. And then we can go down to the most conservative. We go to the bank, which would be like a money market. And so then what we do is we start looking as we get older, we change our risk tolerance. We look at things in the way that we, if we're working and we got a long time, we may be more aggressive. Or if we get out to at or near retirement, we may be more conservative. So let's just go through and talk a little bit about the spectrum, because if you're sitting right now, one of the most important things that you can do is understand how to purchase every month that 6% that you're putting in, where they're matching, I'm hoping you're doing it, in your retirement plan through work. I see people that I meet with them all the time, and I help them to pick and choose their retirement plan at work. Matter of fact, I just got a call this morning. They wanted to meet with me. Can you help me? I don't think we're doing it right. And so if you don't understand your retirement fund, it can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars over your lifetime. And so we're going to talk today. Hopefully by the end of the day or the show, you're gonna say, okay, I get it. I should be doing this. So inside of your retirement plans, or if you're purchasing something on your own, we're going to go from the very, very most conservative side of it. That's called a money market account. It's a money market mutual fund, and they generally trade for a dollar a share. And the idea is that, you know, that they stay stable price. And right now they're getting about 0.2%, 0.1%, if even that. They're primarily there for someone to park money, mostly as an emergency fund, just some liquid cash. Yet, I find people that have their 401k or their retirement plans or their IRAs that they have it through the bank, and they have it in something like a savings account, and they're getting, you know, no return on it in a market that, you know, has been, you know, rocking. So anyway, but that's one place. The next thing we can do is go into bonds, and we're going to get into bonds. I'm going to outline to you how bonds work so you understand that. But a bond is a loan, and that's where something just like a bank borrows money from people, and they call it a savings account. Bonds, there's government, municipal, corporate bonds, there's high-yield bonds. All what they do is they also – it's a loan. You loan it to a municipality or corporation or the government, whatever. And when you do that, you get some type of return on it. So when we come back, what we're going to do is get into the different bonds and what bonds are used for. And we're going to talk about asset allocation when it comes to your money as it relates to long-term savings. And I want to encourage you, if you want to find out a lot about this, go to roymatlockjr.com and download some of our free guides. We've got podcasts. I've got a whole series on money that you can watch and even show to your kids. So stay with us. We'll be right back.